Ziggy the Wizard Who Couldn't Spell. Once upon a wand-wiggling time in the topsy-turvy town of Wanderdale lived a wizard named Ziggy. He had a floppy purple hat. Big problem. Ziggy couldn't spell. Nope, not with words or with magic. When other wizards cast a spell to light a candle, Ziggy accidentally lit a pineapple on fire.
I said Illuminar, not fruit flambe. Again.
His spell book was filled with scribbles, smudges, and suspicious spaghetti stains. And his talking cat scribbles wasn't much help. Ziggy, I said, turn the page, not turn the cheese.
But Ziggy never gave up. He practiced daily, though most spells ended in hiccups, glitter storms, or accidental jellyfish.
One day, a scroll arrived from the Grand Wizard's Guild. Spellcasting spelling bee, tonight at moonrise. Me, a spelling bee, but I can't even spell spelling bee. So Ziggy packed his wand, spellbook, and a backup banana and set off to find the wisest creature of all. The alphabet dragon. Deep in the Wordwood Forest, Ziggy tiptoed past silent owls and whispering trees until he reached a cave glowing with letters floating in the air. Who dares disturb my a wizard with jam on his beard? Hi, I need help. I keep mixing up levitate with lemonade and things get sticky. To spell magic, you must first spell words, one letter at a time, one mistake at a time. So they practiced every single day. Spelling words, rhyming spells, and even tongue twisters like blistering baboons, bounce blue blueberries backwards. Close enough. And finally, the night of the spelling bee arrived. Wizards from every realm sparkled with confidence. Your word is invisibilify. Ziggy took a deep breath. Invify. Sap. The wand sparked, the spell flew, and poof. Ziggy vanished. Well, except for his shoes. Hooray for Ziggy. He didn't win first place. But he won the most improved wizard sash and a brand new dictionary wand. I'm proud of you, Spellhead. And from that day on, Ziggy knew. Mistakes are just part of the magic. Especially when you never stop learning. Magical music swells and ends softly. The end, or as Ziggy spells it, dish.